This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Hong Kong pro-democracy forces won a landslide victory in local elections Sunday. VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Hong Kong.
It is a major symbolic blow to pro-Beijing forces that dominate Hong Kong's politics.
This is a sweeping victory far beyond people's expectations, and it demonstrates once again Hong Kong people's consistent, I'd say 15-year or even 20-year fight to establish a greater democracy here in Hong Kong.
Pro-democracy forces now overwhelmingly control Hong Kong's district councils, though in reality, the councils exercise little power.
The people have really expressed themselves and taken some power, but of course that can be just ignored by Beijing, but it will be really hard for the people to just go back.
Hong Kong protesters for 5 months have demanded democratic reforms, staging massive demonstrations that have sometimes devolved into violent clashes, an outpouring of anger at increased Chinese Communist Party influence.
That's VOA's Bill Gallo in Hong Kong. State-controlled media in China is downplaying the landslide electoral victory with an editorial calling the race an unfair manipulation. The U.S. has called its ambassador to South Sudan back to Washington for consultations. This as Washington reevaluates its relationship with the country after a delay in implementing a fragile peace deal. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, protesters set fire to the town hall and several United Nations buildings in Benin in anger at a new round of violence by suspected Islamist rebels. London's transit authority on Monday refused to renew Uber's license to operate. The ride-hailing company is vowing to appeal the decision as it struggles to secure its future in the British capital. For more news, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. There are no hearings scheduled this week in the impeachment inquiry of U.S. President Donald Trump. But AP's Matt Small reports Democrats on the House Intelligence Committee believe they have enough evidence to write a report and move forward with the impeachment process.
Sometime in the coming weeks, the House Intelligence Panel will give a report to the Judiciary Panel, and then Democrats will consider drafting articles of impeachment on President Trump's dealings with Ukraine and his administration's attempts to block the investigation. The articles could also cover matters beyond President Trump's efforts to push Ukraine to investigate Democrats, including Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. Several steps are expected, including a Judiciary Committee vote, a House floor vote by Christmas, and finally a Senate trial. Matt Small, Washington.
Meanwhile, the Washington Post is reporting on efforts by the White House to create after-the-fact justification for President Trump's decision to hold up aid for Ukraine. Georgia State University law professor Eric Siegel says this revelation is probably not significant.
This day and age, in the range of illegalities that I think President Trump has been accused of engaging in, this one is not going to get a lot of attention, a lot of media, and it's something that we pretty much already knew anyway.
Pope Francis is in Japan, where he met victims and voiced concern over nuclear power. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
After comforting some of the Fukushima evacuees, Francis said the accident would not be fully resolved until the scientific, medical, and societal concerns it raised are addressed. Francis then said the development of future energy sources must take environmental considerations into account. He didn't explicitly urge a ban on nuclear energy during his emotional encounter with victims, but he recalled that Japan's Catholic bishops had called for the abolition of nuclear power plants in the aftermath of the Fukushima tragedy. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More than 60 doctors have written to British authorities asserting that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange urgently needs medical treatment. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
More than 60 doctors have written to British authorities asserting that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange urgently needs medical treatment. The doctors say Assange suffers from psychological problems, including depression, as well as dental issues and a serious shoulder ailment. Assange is in prison waiting for an extradition hearing set for February. He is sought by the U.S. on espionage charges relating to his WikiLeaks work. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The Christmas season begins at the White House today. First Lady Melania Trump will receive the official White House Christmas tree today. The 5-meter-tall Douglas fir will arrive at the White House in a horse-drawn carriage. It will be the focal point of the White House decorations and will be displayed in the Blue Room. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.